when the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
You think when Thomas Edison was creating the light bulb, did he ever thought people would ever turn these on during the day?
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Light bulbs get used more when the sun is out than when the sun is down. I'm looking in the studio right now. I did a quick count just during the break. From where I'm sitting, I can count more than 26 individual light bulbs that are on right now.
Yeah. And, it'd be nice to not have that electric meter spinning quite so fast, too. I mean, you can, with the new technology nowadays, you can cut it down drastically.
And that is because of the LED that uses less electricity than the old fluorescent incandescent.
Well, between that, and that's the biggest portion, is going with the LED and reducing the watts. The other portion, even if incandescent and stuff, the amount of lumens that they're putting out now is even greater. So you may be able to drop down, instead of six, you may only need five, to do the same job that you needed 10 years ago. It has increased. It's gotten better just for even, incandescent bulbs. There's nothing that beats the LED bulb as far as, LED chip, as far as putting out the lumens now with minimal wattage.
And they're not nearly as hot as those other ones. Now, that's a pretty small element of the cooling inside of your home. Right. But it's, every little bit counts.
Yeah, well, it years ago, maybe say 10 years ago, it was a substantial amount of heat.
Added heat to the home.
Now it's minimal. If you switch out your recessed cans to the LED retrofits, you go from 65 watts per can, and some houses have, 75, 80 cans in them recessed. So, and you drop down from 75 watts down to 12, 13 watts. You're putting out
less electrical consumption and less heat output.
Right, and you're putting out a whole lot better light, too, now, especially with all the new color ranges that they have, and the CRI is improving daily on these manufacturers. So it's really coming along a long ways. As far as price goes, it's pretty much bottomed out right now. I don't think you'll see it going much lower than what it is right now. For good product, I mean, you'll always have the loss leader stuff and everything. But as far as for good product, I think it's bottomed out for the most part, because the tariffs and the other things, shipping and freight and all of that, is going up so much. So I don't think we'll see a big change in that. But it has come down a lot in the last 3 years.
I remember the first time they came out, Rosie got an estimate to convert to all LED in his house. I mean, it was in the thousands, and this was just for the kitchen area. And he thought, you start calculating your return on investment for that, and that's a hard sell. But like you said, it's something new to the market. It's always the higher price. It's really what does a LED light bulb cost?
Well, it depends. For a recessed now, to change out the recessed light bulb and trim, we have them on, $15.95. And that's a good product. We've had it for years. We've had the company for years. You don't have any issues with this. You've got five recessed cans in your house, and one of them's one color, one of them's another color, one of them's, a little different. And that's for dimming, too, the dimming recess. So $15, $16 where it used to be $40 and $50.
And how many hours do you get? I mean, they last longer too, which I don't think we've hit that either.
Yeah. They're, for the most part, rated at 25,000 to 30,000 hours, which is a long time. But they do go bad, you know, eventually. I mean, they do start dimming just like an incandescent does, but, you know, it's a years and years and years down the road. So.
And is that, when they measure those hours, is that at full strength, or are you expanding those hours if you're using a dimmer and only running it at 40, 50% strength?
You'll get more out of that if you dim back. You know, but you got to make sure and buy the dimming light bulbs too. And the right dimmer. Right dimmer helps.
We'll continue to talk and getting all those things lined up correctly for the lighting in our home here at Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning, joined by Alan Childers, Statewide Lighting.